proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session relating to Jewish life and practice. To a Jew, the laws of his faith provide spiritual meaning for every area of his life. This extends to the very clothing that he wears. Orthodox Jews adhere to certain standards of dress that derive from Jewish law and tradition. One of these regulations involve putting on the fringes to their garments, known as tzitzit. The word tzitzit comes from the noun tzitz, meaning flower in Hebrew. That root appeared in the 28th chapter of Exodus, with reference to a golden plate placed upon the forehead of the high priest. As such, the word tzitz may have referred to a shiny object. Tzitzit refer to fringes or tassels, attached to the bottom of an undergarment or to the four corners of a prayer shawl. Observant Jewish men wear these fringes to remind them of their religious obligations to God. Indeed, they believe that wearing tzitzit constitutes a way of symbolically surrounding themselves with holiness. In the 22nd chapter of Deuteronomy, God commanded the Israelites, quote, "Thou shalt make thee fringes upon the four quarters of thy vesture, wherewith thou coverest thyself," unquote. Numbers chapter 15 contains a passage explaining the underlying rationale for this mandate. God told Moses, quote, "Speak unto the children of Israel and bid them that they make them fringes in the border of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put on the fringe of the borders a ribband of blue, and that shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God," unquote. Each tassel on a tzitzit has four interwoven strands which hang down from the attached garments. These cords fit through holes placed near the four corners of the clothing. The individual making this garment ties the end of every four strands with a double knot, close by each hole. These threads may derive from wool, or they may come from a material similar to that of the attached garment. One of the four strands of the tzitzit is known as the shamash, or the minister. It's longer than the other cords. The shamash is tied around the other cords and fastened with a double knot. Since this entire process can become rather complicated, the average Jewish person usually does not attempt to tie the individual strands together himself. Before putting on the tzitzit, the wearer recites a declaration of intent, known by the Hebrew title of Lishem Mitzvah Tzitzit, that is, for the sake of the commandment of tzitzit. Thereby, Jewish men reckon themselves as actively fulfilling God's commands to them, as given in the books of Numbers and Deuteronomy. According to Orthodox Jewish belief, the wearing of tzitzit will enable a Jew to remember to keep God's other commandments. The fringes they see hanging out from the undergarments or the prayer shawls that they wear will remind them of those injunctions. Thus, the tzitzit serves as a continual visual object lesson for Jewish people to remember what God has enjoined them to do and what God has enjoined them not to do, that they might keep the thought of God ever in their minds and obey Him continually. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session relating to Jewish life and practice.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.